Farm fields surround the site where a new interchange is being built on I-57 and Curtis Road just outside Champaign. Once it opens, city officials are looking forward to the area's development. Incumbent Councilman Tom Bruno notes that area has been in the works for 20 years and sees light at the end of the tunnel. But he says there's a lot to consider as the city is on the verge of unveiling another interstate hub for shopping.
We have to be cognizant to the rights of the private property owners and the community to do as they wish, with the needs of the community to say we don't want it to be a bad result.
But Bruno says the area's new tenants, or what kind of retail stores, restaurants, and perhaps light industrial may occupy the space, should have their say as well.
We're going to want some design standards, but those are regulations on business. And the business owner is going to say, how dare you tell me what the facade of my business can look like, or how high my roof line can be, or how far I set back I have to be. We have to balance that.
Political newcomer Karen Foster says she's concerned that a consultant's plan for development around the new interchange calls mostly for retail space. Like Bruno, Foster says the council needs to balance the needs of business with those of private landowners. The consultant's plan was shown to the public at a recent open house on Curtis Road development. Fears were expressed that the area will become another North Prospect shopping district with big box stores and traffic congestion. But incumbent Councilwoman Deb Frank-Finan says whatever the consultant's report says, the city's own master plan for the interchange highlights upscale design standards that weren't available when North Prospect was developed. She says the city has learned from that experience.
To know that we in our community have the buying power to have another major shopping complex or something available to us is good information. But the study does not necessarily drive what we eventually choose to put out there, and we have to decide what we want that area of our community to look like.
Incumbent Councilmember Geraldo Rosales says, above all, he wants to see citizens in Southwest Champaign weigh in on the needs of their area. He says even Duncan Road, just east of where the interchange is being built, is starting to see more traffic congestion. With that in mind, Rosales says he thinks the Curtis Road site needs a delicate balance of real estate, commercial, and mixed-use development. Candidate Annette Williams says she shares the concerns and optimism of her opponents when it comes to the Curtis Road interchange, but she says at some point, local leaders need to stop adding on to neighborhoods and address existing ones.
There's the needs of the poor, there's the needs for jobs more, and they say this is going to provide jobs, but I'd like to see a study of it. Is that working out? Is it really working out for the common person and the taxpayer? If it's just padding the elite already, then I'm totally opposed to it, and it needs to be exposed that that's what's happening.
Williams says she wants business incentives and tax credits to promote development in the older parts of Champaign, north of University Avenue. Another of the challengers, former county board member Patricia Avery, says she wants to avoid development for development's sake at Curtis Road.
Sometimes we have growing pains, and it comes with that growth, and so it has to be smart. We do need to make sure that we are planning what that growth means, and so I'd like to see us finish at least a couple of the projects before we start, building out on Southwest Champaign with another economic development area.
Tuesday's elections will shape the Champaign City Council that makes decisions that guide development around the Curtis Road interchange. The interchange itself is slated to open in January. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.